It's the Scotty Myers Show.
Hey, welcome to this week's edition of the show. Of course, I'm your host, Scotty Myers, joined once again by my lovely, talented, funny, what other adjectives can I throw at you?
Wife. God, you need to get laid.
I do.
By who?
Whoever's willing at this point, honestly. Beggars can't be choosers.
References available upon request.
What would you say in a reference for me?
For you? For sex?
It's not a good start when
you... Who are
for
you?
For you? For... You expect a reference for sex? Showed up on time.
Could have been more efficient. How did Scott handle the stress? They always ask that for references. Like, I don't know.
No.
Not very well.
He wept like a child under his desk.
Desk?
Oh, for a job, you know.
Oh, a job. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
A desk job.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
He hid in the bathroom and cried. In the background, you may hear a cat crying. That's our cat, Happy, or Kitty. She kind of changed her name.
It's Happy on record, but... She responds to Kitty, so I think she was maybe on the streets for a while. Because, you know, think about it. When you see a cat roaming the street, you go, kitty, 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 kitty. Like, you don't have to just say kitty to her. You just say, kah, like that sound, and she gets excited.
But we've had her for a few years, and she's older now. We don't know exactly how old.
They estimated her to be 12 when I got her in 2016. So it's 2021 now. So what's that?
5 years. So that would make her, like, 17-ish?
Yeah.
Ish.
But she looks good. She doesn't have that creepy old cat body that cats tend to have when they get older.
Yeah, she hasn't gotten old cat smelly yet either.
Oh, fun. Or like greasy hair.
Yeah. Ew. She's still
like
super
the eyes
soft.
Don't really like open.
But if you heard that, it might be far enough away. But she's developed this new thing where she used to be the quietest cat on the planet.
Yeah, when I got her, she never meowed. She never really... Oh, here she is.
Here she comes.
She never really opened her mouth to make any noises. She didn't come visit us in the bedroom. She didn't jump on kitchen counters. She wasn't really begging for food all the time. But yeah, something has changed.
Yeah, she wants to eat a lot more, which is
I think
fine.
She's just trained us.
But now she'll like go to the door in the hall and just like the front door of our apartment basically and just cry.
Yeah, this meow meow meow.
That is accurate.
Thank you.
That is very good. You've been working on your nappy impression. But I don't know what she wants. Like I don't know what's out there.
Yeah, she's when she does get out in the hall, she picks at the carpet in the apartment hallway, or she'll do her little cat jog up and down the hallways. Like, doesn't seem excited that we're chasing her. She just seems like she wants to escape and get outside. But she never did this anywhere else we lived. I think it might be COVID. Maybe she's tired of us being around.
Maybe.
Working from home. Maybe she wants to get out, see the world. She wants to go travel. I don't know.
Like it's very strange. It started like with her waking me up. That was how it started.
Yeah.
That was the beginning of this. She jumped in the bed, would walk over you.
Well, not just over me, but she would walk on my tits.
That's true.
And those are tender when you've got, you know, 8-9 pounds. Like she's pretty skinny, just like hopping on your tits.
Yeah. To get to me.
Especially on the sides where it's really like tender. Like
she was giving
my boobies always feel like tender muscles after a workout.
Tender muscles. She was giving you a mammogram.
Right. Yeah.
Kitty mammograms. Free. But then she would get to me and then she would whack me.
Right.
Like she would. Like one time she bit me, but she would whack me in the face and that would wake me up and that was like she wanted food. So I kinda understood that.
And then we got trained, though.
Right.
That was her way of training us. Somehow she started it. I don't know what kitty magazine she read that day. Maybe it was something in the hallway. Told her, whack him in the face.
Kitty Facebook said. And it worked. And so now it's progressed into this, where it's just kind of this nonstop crying, and I don't know what to do for her.
Yeah, because in the morning now, it's like at 6 o'clock. Sometimes 6:30. Sometimes she'll let us sleep in. It's that meowing. Meow, meow. She's wandering around, and I just think maybe she's got a little touch of dementia.
I think that's dementia. What it could be. Could be kitty dementia.
She may not know where she is. Where are you guys? Oh, hi. And then, of course, the jumping on the bed and scratching at things and wanting attention and food.
Yeah. Well, if any of you have experienced this, please hit me up, Scotty Marsh Show on Facebook or Instagram, and let me know what it was. Maybe there's a cure. I don't know. But there are some mornings where I'm just like, you're done.
You are now a football.
I love her. I love the cat. But I'm just like, I can't. I can't.
Yeah.
So that's kind of rough. Before we get into your story of the week that you kind of like just told me the tip of the iceberg of, I'm sure.
The tip of the iceberg.
I just want to say, I am very sad today because had we not had a pandemic.
Oh.
I'd be in Florida right now.
Oh yeah, darn it.
I'd be getting ready Sunday to run a half marathon, which I still am going to run here, which because it became virtual, I freely admit my motivation has dropped down substantially. Mm-hmm. So I'm very curious to see if we'll even survive this on Sunday.
Good luck.
Are you going to come rescue me if I call you and be like...
Yeah, I'll come rescue you.
Okay.
I might not answer the phone. Might take me a while.
I'm just curled up on the side of the road, cramped up, can't move.
I couldn't find you. Sorry. Do you want a Timbit?
Yes, right now. So your thing this week, that's just my little thing. I'm sad and we'll see how it goes on Sunday. Your thing, though, you looked at me today and you were like, oh, I took something out of the garbage room.
And I was like, I don't even know how I started this conversation with you.
Pardon me? Why?
Yeah, so the other day, I just, you know, because we live in an apartment building, walking to my car in the garage, I have to pass the garbage room where the dumpsters are. And leaning against the wall was one of those room dividers, right? That have the three panels on mm-hmm. hinges. And it was like a nice dark wood frame with some wood, I don't know, like it looked like the bamboo blinds that you'd see at IKEA or something. That's in the center, you know, of each panel. And I checked it out. I thought, this is really great. There's really nothing wrong with this thing. Yeah, it could use maybe a fresh coat of paint or some zhuzhing, some modernizing, something. So I took it. I took it out of the garbage room. And that'll be my summer project.
Okay.
Painting a thing we don't need that somebody threw away and probably has termites in it or fleas or lice or...
Or COVID. I'm glad you've recognized in your statement things we don't need. Because this would happen all the time when we'd be driving around and we would see trash. And you'd
trash?
Be like, oh, look at that. Pull over and take... No!
Okay, listen.
No.
We are still using something that... When we were moving into a bigger place and mm-hmm. we needed things for storage and whatnot, mm-hmm. and we were driving by like Tupperware, like Rubbermaid drawers, mm-hmm. and we are still using them today as a toolbox, right? In the storage room.
That's true. But wasn't that curbside giveaway weekend that we saw that, though?
I don't think so. It doesn't matter. It's still someone basically like trashing something.
But curbside giveaway weekend is when it's like, here, this is still good.
It is still good. It was still good. We're still using it.
To quote Seinfeld, akin to trash is trash.
I've had very good luck. Like a condo that I lived in Toronto before moving back here. It was a new building, so, and it was right next to an IKEA. And I mean, like, next to an IKEA. Like, they basically shared a driveway.
Okay.
So, every couple of days, I would go down, you know, we had, what do you call those, like a garbage...
Chute. Okay.
But it was digital, so it was always broken.
Digital.
Yeah, it was digital, so it changed. You pressed, like, if you wanted trash, recycling, or compost.
Well, that is complex.
Yeah, so basically you had to press the button whenever someone else in the 30, floor building wasn't pressing the button. So if you did it at the same time, it would basically break and the tube would move. Anyway, it was cool, but like always broken. So we'd always have to go down to the garbage room to throw out the trash. And every couple of days there'd be IKEA furniture down there. And I don't know what people not selling these things on Marketplace or Kijiji or something. They just, maybe they're so rich living in a condo that they think, oh, I'll just
fuck it.
Yeah, I'll trash this IKEA bookcase with no flaws on it and go next door and buy a new one. So I had bookcases, desks. I once found a sweater, a J. Crew sweater. I kept that sweater for years. I washed it. It was in great condition.
There is not enough bleach on the planet. There's not enough OxyClean. There's not enough Tide Pods.
How expensive J. Crew shirts
I do.
Are.
I've gone into the J. Crew outlets and walked out going, what the fuck?
They're very expensive.
So I understand that, but yet still not enough. Every time I looked at it in the closet, I'd be like, ew.
Yeah,
I would never take it into my closet to begin with. But if it got there somehow.
Well, it was only because it wasn't like in a dumpster or anything or in a pile of garbage or in a bag. It was folded neatly on a pile of other things. So even I notice it in this apartment building. If people don't maybe know how to donate to local shelters or donation centers, or they just feel like it's a lot of work and I have a couple of stuff, haven't you noticed that sometimes there will be a box of books or a box of kids' toys or something. And it's almost like you're just sharing your giveaways with the people that you are living in this building with. So that was kind of what happened was I think someone just thought, oh, I don't need this anymore. I don't know where to donate it. I'm too busy. I live in a condo in Toronto. Blah, 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 blah. I'll just put it in the garbage room and see what happens. If someone wants it, they take it. If they don't, the garbage maintenance people will deal with it.
My question, though.
The only reason why I got rid of that sweater is because I got fat. Like, it was a great sweater.
My question, though, is like, is not taking something from the garbage room, like, I'm not going to say it's theft because it was thrown out. So it's not that. But is it not like borderline dumpster? Because it's like.
I'm not diving in a dumpster.
No,
I'm
but that's where
risking
the dumpsters
my life.
Are.
I'm not touching garbage. And there's something like a thrill about it's like getting the thrill of a deal, but you're getting this thrill of someone else's trash. It's trash thrill.
Yeah.
And it's almost like when I was taking this divider, the room divider the other day, I was like, oh my God, I hope nobody sees me. I'm stealing garbage. And it's also, I hope nobody else wanted this.
I worry about you.
I have so much power. Cool. Trash power.
I can take all the garbage. It's all mine. I don't think anybody's going to stop you. Except maybe our cleaning lady. I think she's got dibs. She's got first dibs on there. But it's like...
Now, that is a story. And this is... I'm not trying to be judgmental. And forgive me if it comes off that way. But that is a situation where that is dumpster diving. I have seen her and... perhaps a relative or someone she knows lives within this building. It seems to always be her and a younger lady. Mm-hmm. Early in the mornings, I will see them in the recycling bags.
They take the bottles.
And stuff. And obviously, I would guess that they are taking the money. So they're going through the trouble to sort through other people's garbage, you know, and... dealing with the recyclables, the glass and the plastic, probably rinsing it. That's where people's mouths have been, and sticky, and ants, and juice, and beer, and that stink of old beer. And they're, you know, going to the recycling plants, probably getting their $3 a bag, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, that is like, I don't see myself ever doing that.
I don't see myself ever doing that. More power to her if she wants to. I mean, they're there. Like,
sure.
I
look
at it like, you know, hey, why not? But part of me also feels like I could just take them to her.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I can just go to her unit and be like, hey, here's some bottles.
I don't know, because every time I pass by, or if she gets caught, quote unquote caught.
She gets like.
She's like, oh, I'm just sorting through the bottles. It's such a mess down here. It's almost like she's saying, she's embarrassed.
Right.
It's like, you know
what? Well, I mean.
It's money, man. Just work for it, get it.
Yeah. You know, you
buy yourself something nice.
A little side hustle.
Yeah.
But just warn me before this garbage thing arrives upstairs. Because now you've already put it in the storage unit.
Yeah.
Where I have things.
I have things.
So that means that there's garbage.
Oh my God. My all of your stuff. Things are garbage.
My poor softball glove.
Yeah, that's going next.
Wow. Thanks. I will fish out. That I'll dumpster dive for. That will, so you're going to do that this summer? Before I move on to Geek Guy, I just want to know a time frame for when this fixer-upper project.
I don't know. Whenever I goddamn feel like it. You know what? You can do something with your boxes of crap all over the place. How about that? All your collectibles.
All in due time. All in due time.
Whenever I feel like it.
I'm going to move on to the geek news of the week. There's one that do you want me to share with you?
I'll hear it, yeah.
So, you know how like you can go to Disney and you can build a lightsaber and it costs like $200 and you said that was ridiculous? Well, now they have made a working lightsaber. Disney. And they're going to be selling these. It looks very cool. Well, I shouldn't say looks. The description sounds very cool because the press conference that they unveiled it at, they said that you could not take pictures or video. But basically, it like instead of, you know, how like now the plastic ones, there's always that tip of still the lightsaber part that's sticking out of the hilt. Mm-hmm. Now, I guess it all recoils in and then recoils out at the press of a button. So it's mechanical. And then so it's going to be like that. That's going to be badass.
So it's not an actual weapon.
No,
okay.
But still, guess what's on my want list now? That, along with the new, I think it's a $700 self-transforming Optimus Prime that they're releasing, which if you have $700 to spend on Transformers at this point, things are going well in your life. That's really all I'm saying. And I'm jealous. So that was a little bit of geek news. That was really the only thing happening in Star Wars this week was that we found out that there's working lightsabers coming to Galaxy's Edge at the Disney parks. Moving on, we've got some casting news in the DC film universe. Lucy Liu has been cast as the villain Calypso in the upcoming Shazam sequel, Fury of the Gods. Now she's going to be playing the sister of Hespera, who is being played by Helen Mirren. So very different ages for the sisters, which is kind of cool. And if you are going, wait a minute, I've read Shazam comics. I don't remember these characters. I Googled them. I can't find anything. It's because they're new villains. They haven't existed anywhere. The writers came up with these for the movies. Shazam doesn't have a really deep villains archive. Like there's a couple, but there's not a lot there. And obviously his main one, Black Adam, is getting his own movie. So yeah, they needed to create a couple of characters and they got good people behind it. I'm on board. I like it. Speaking of Black Adam, they started filming this week, a movie that, you know, The Rock was cast as that character a decade ago, and they finally got the camera going. And it seems like, according to one of the main actresses in the film, Sarah Shashi, she has confirmed, sort of, at least in a roundabout way, that she's going to be ISIS in the film. It was kind of rumored, and it makes sense that she'll be in the movie, but kind of a roundabout confirmation on her Instagram where she mentioned the character and everybody jumping to the conclusion that that means that she is in the film as that character. And one last little bit of DC news, of course, after the, you know, successful online campaign to get Zack Snyder's Justice League released, the hashtag Make the Batfleck movie was trending. It was like number 2 worldwide at one point. And that's everybody wanting to get the Batman movie that Ben Affleck was going to make made. Don't know if this will happen or not. I don't know that that Ben is anxious to do more Batman after he did the reshoots for the Justice League flick. But, I mean, I've always been a fan of his Batman. And a couple of people that read the script said it's probably the best Batman script ever written. So when I hear that, I'm like, yes, please make that movie. I don't think we'll see it, but we can keep our fingers crossed a little bit. Switching over to Marvel, there was a change.org petition to recast Black Panther, started by fans of the character. And they say, like, it's no disrespect to Chadwick Boseman, who was fantastic in the role. It's just that this is such an important character that his stories need to continue. And one of the quotes on the petition was that, you know, the number one way to kill a character and to end a legacy is to stop telling the stories of that character. So it makes sense. I don't know what Marvel's hardcore plans are or hard and fast plans are for Black Panther going forward. I mean, I know he was initially going to be a big part of kind of the second phase of the Avengers. But we'll see. We'll see where they go with the character. But there was a lot of signatures on that petition so far, and more added every day. And last week, we talked a little bit about a rumor for Into the Spider-Verse 2 that said that Christopher Daniel Barnes, who was the voice of the 90s Spider-Man animated show and Spidey on that show, was going to be part of the Spider-Verse sequel. He's come out and said that that's not true. He basically shot it down, says, I wish it was true, but as I talk to you today, not happening. Now, this could be a little bit of just, you know, redirection where the rumor got out or the story got out and the studio was like, shit, we wanted to save that. We didn't want people to know at this point that he was going to be part of it. So maybe it's a little bit of a bait and switch. But I think based on the reaction online, how excited people were that we were going to get the 90s Spidey in this film. You know, maybe Sony should make a phone call. I don't have the contact information for Christopher Daniel Barnes' agent, but I'm sure somebody in Sony's offices does, or at least can find it. And I think it would be a wise move. You know, as I said, people online were stoked. I thought it was a great idea. So maybe, just maybe, they should make that happen. I kind of have a feeling it is happening, and this is just a little bit of a, oh, no, that's totally not happening, as they say with their fingers crossed behind their back. Last little bit of geek news I wanted to share with you. A show that has been near and dear to my heart for many, many seasons with multiple hosts, but always consistently funny. Mystery Science Theater 3000 has started a Kickstarter to keep new episodes coming, which I am shocked that this needs a Kickstarter to begin with. This would be season 13, if I remember correctly, of MST3K. It's, you know, it's been on Comedy Central, was on the Sci-Fi Network. Netflix brought it back for a couple of seasons. And in this age of streaming services and how specialized some of these streaming services are getting, I'm amazed one of them doesn't want to just snatch up Mystery Science Theater 3000. You know, work some sort of licensing deal out to maybe get the as much of the entire catalog as you can streaming and then produce new episodes. I can't imagine a super expensive show to put together. You know, I mean, not, and that's not a criticism. I just don't think it's a super expensive show. But Joel, the creator of Mystery Science Theater 3000, has started a Kickstarter. I will put the link up on Scotty Mars Show on Facebook and on Twitter at Scotty Mars. If you are a fan of MST3K and you've got a little bit extra coin on hand, maybe donate it so that we can get some more Mystery Science Theater 3000 in our lives. Because I'll tell you, it just makes you feel happy inside and puts a smile on your face. And if for some reason you have never seen a Mystery Science Theater 3000 episode, do yourself a favor. There are some classic ones. I think they're still on Netflix. I know some of them are streaming on YouTube, thanks to Shout Factory and stuff like that. Just watch one. Just get yourself some popcorn, maybe a beer or whatever you like to drink, and sit back and enjoy the hilarity that is Mystery Science Theater 3000. And that will do it for this week's edition of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in and continuing to spread the word. And until we chat again, have a great week.